Jane Fowler never used to talk about sex. Like most people born in the 1930s, the subject was pretty much off limits. But she spent the last 15 years travelling the country warning older adults about the dangers of unprotected sex. When she was in her early 50s, she tells them, she was trying to get her life back on track after a painful divorce.
So I started to date. And this was, I was dating for the first time in 25 years. And we're talking mid-1980s. I didn't know what was out there. I knew I couldn't get pregnant.
So she didn't even think about using condoms. She started seeing an old family friend who was divorced himself. A few years after their relationship fizzled, she applied for a new health insurance plan. She was asked to take a blood test. That's how she found she was HIV positive. Dr. Steve Karpiak is director of research for ACREA, the AIDS Community Research Initiative of America. He says older women are still receiving this kind of shock.
There's not a month that goes by we hear about, it could be 70, 80, even early 90-year-old, woman who suddenly, they think something's wrong with her, and no one thinks to test for HIV until way into the diagnostic process.
Karpiak says although more men than women contract the virus, women are particularly vulnerable. Many women who've gone through menopause see no need to protect themselves during sex. But for physiological reasons, women are more susceptible to sexually transmitted diseases as they age. Karpiak says few doctors talk to older patients about their sex lives or the dangers of STDs, including HIV. But Ed Shaw is trying to get that message out. He was diagnosed with HIV in his 40s and more than two decades later looks far younger than his 69 years. Like Jane Fowler, he's still alive thanks to a daily regimen of antiretroviral drugs. He heads the New York Association of HIV over 50. For the last few years, he's been speaking at New York City senior centers.
You'd be surprised how many folks don't know some of the basics about HIV.
Such as that looking healthy can be misleading. Shaw says he usually doesn't reveal he's HIV positive until the end of his talk. He recalls one woman who approached him after a session.
She said, Mr. Shaw, if you didn't have that thing, I'd take you home with me right now. I said, that's the very reason why I'm saying you need to know the status of your partner.
Shaw encourages everyone in his audience to get tested. HIV rates are 12 times higher among blacks than they are among whites. AIDS activist and former music promoter Maria Davis is 51. She's been living with the virus for 15 years. She says there's still a lot of ignorance about the disease in her African American community.
People are still saying if somebody eat off your fork, they can get AIDS or HIV. If somebody goes in the bathroom behind you. I have people ask me those chronic questions.
And when it comes to discussing older people and HIV prevention.
People think older people don't have sex. I don't know what they're thinking about. When I talk to young people, your grandmother might have sex, your grandfather. Oh, that's nasty. No, it's not. They're human beings like you. And one day you'll be old too. Everybody wants affection. Everybody wants companionship.
Ann Davis says everybody needs to protect themselves once they find those things. The growing number of infected people in their 50s and 60s presents a new challenge for the U.S. health system. Older people are costly to treat anyway, but those with HIV or AIDS will be far more so. And this isn't just a problem for the U.S. UNAIDS estimates that globally, around 11% of the more than 33 million people with HIV are 50 and over. That's up from 7% of 28 million earlier this decade. Dr. Steve Karpiak of ACREA says living with the virus in an aging body means coping with health complications such as heart conditions, cancer, hypertension, and osteoporosis.
You're 55 on your birth certificate, but clinically you look like you're 80.
He says a prevention campaign aimed at older people is overdue. He adds the more people of all ages talk about sex and HIV, the likelier it is the number of new cases will start to drop. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.